USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The president is spending his Thanksgiving in Afghanistan. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
President Trump making an unannounced visit to Afghanistan, delivering Thanksgiving greetings and serving food to U.S. troops.
I've just come from serving Thanksgiving dinner to some of you. I recognize already some of you in the audience, and we had a good time.
The president, having recently expressed his desire to draw down forces in America's longest-running war, there are currently about 15,000 U.S. and NATO forces still serving in Afghanistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The president also says the United States has resumed talks with the Taliban. After meeting with the Afghan president, he said the Taliban wants to make a deal and he'll stay until a deal is done. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
North Korea fired two short-range projectiles, likely from a, quote, super large multiple rocket launcher, adding to tensions 3 days after the North said its troops conducted artillery drills near its disputed boundary with South Korea. The recent North Korean activities could indicate it wants to show what would happen if Washington fails to meet a year-end deadline set by its Kim Jong-un for the United States to offer a new proposal in their stalled nuclear talks. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe condemned the launches as a serious challenge to both Japan and the international community, even though the projectiles did not land inside Japanese territorial waters. Police in the Canadian city of Kingston say seven people have died after a small plane crashed in that area. Transportation Safety Board of Canada sent a team of four investigators to the scene of the crash where they're examining and documenting the wreckage. Kingston Police Constable Ash Gunzes said there's no indication if there were any survivors from the crash. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
More than 50,000 people in East Texas remain under a mandatory evacuation order as fires continue to burn at a chemical plant one day after two massive explosions there. Jefferson County Sheriff Zena Stevens said the evacuation order and a 10 o'clock curfew remain in effect. Officials do not know when people will be able to return to their homes. The Wednesday blast, about 13 hours apart, blew out windows and doors of nearby homes and prompted a mandatory evacuation of a four-mile radius from the plant. This year, holiday stress will take on a whole new meaning for online retailers. Amazon, Walmart, and others have promised to deliver more of their orders within 24 hours of customers clicking on buy. The coming weeks will be the first test of whether they can make that happen during the busy holiday shopping season. It's an expensive feat that requires not just additional planes and vehicles, but more workers and reams of data to help retailers prepare and predict what shoppers might buy. And the stakes to deliver on time are high. A late package can damage a retailer's reputation, since shoppers tend to blame them, even if the late arrival is the fault of the delivery company. Shippers say they're ready for the influx of packages. UPS, which says next-day air shipments jumped 24% in the most recent quarter, has built more package sortation hubs that will help process an additional 400,000 pieces per hour. And the U.S. Postal Service says it will be delivering packages in more cities on Sundays, a change it typically does during the holidays. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.